tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, the 6th of April, 2026, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. Well, today I want to talk a little bit about how violent our opponents are on the left. Now, I've mentioned this before, how we often see signs such as smash the fash, smash Nazis, punch a Nazi, smash racism. I mean, all of these things are inciting violence, basically, against white people, because only white people can be racists. And they're effectively calling their opponents these names, such as fascist, racist, or Nazi. And then because of that, they think that it's then okay to call for violence against them. And we do see actual violence against people on the right. People like Charlie Kirk end up being shot. I've been at a conference, a Southwest Forum conference. The left turned up all wearing balaclavas and masks with motorcycle chains and other weapons. They smashed the windows and attacked the people on that were guarding the conference, effectively. The police never found anybody. Nobody was prosecuted for that. And that is effectively the left carrying out what they say on their placards. Now, contrast this with people on the right, contrast it with nationalists. What do we say? Well, we say that it's okay to be white. We simply say that it's not a bad thing to be a white person. And apparently that turns us into racists and Nazis and fascists, and that means it's okay to attack us. And nothing seems to be done about this. And just the latest incident of this is trans groups are now doing this. This article that I've got here, I've got two articles here from GB News. It's headlined, "Trans Activist Group Hands Out Guide to Plotting Illegal Attacks on So-Called Transphobes. Protesters are urged to ensure your target can be hit repeatedly until they desist." Imagine if we put out we put out information saying go after illegal immigrants and ensure your target can be hit repeatedly until they desist. We would be locked up straight away, and we would be on charges of terrorism. But groups on the left are so used to doing this that I don't think they even see that the hypocrisy here. I don't think they even see that what they're doing is actually against all the rules of civilization and democracy, basically seeking to violently shut down somebody with a different political opinion to you. Well, let's have a look at the details here. A militant transgender activist group called Bash Back, so they even have violence there in the name of the group, has released a guide instructing members to arm themselves and carry out repeated illegal attacks against transphobic groups, MPs and various organisations. And we've got some evidence of one of these attacks in the next article that we're going to have a look at. Activists are told to establish independent local cells. Identify a target and ensure your target can be hit repeatedly until they desist from what the group considers to be transphobic activities. Now, encouraging people to set up independent local cells, I mean, that's terrorism language, isn't it? To set up a cell, an independent cell that doesn't need to be taking instruction from anybody. That's exactly what ISIS do. They set up independent local cells, not taking instruction from anybody, and just arrange their own terrorist actions. And that's effectively what this group, Bash Back, are instructing people to do. I mean, there is a suspicion that this could even be MI5 that are actually doing this, that have set up this group to try and find the people amongst the trans activist community that are susceptible to terrorism. I mean, that's the way that this is done. That's the way that MI5 capture people who are suspected terrorists, is they basically set up organizations, front organizations, encouraging people to carry out violence. And then when people join them, they set them up with the weapons that are needed, and then they bust them. And they say, look, this person was planning an attack. We know he was planning attack because we had a mole in the organization, and we prevented this terrorist attack. When in actual fact, would the terrorist attack have actually happened if MI5 hadn't gone in there with this front organization and encouraged it? So, I mean, there is a suspicion that that could be what's going on here. But the problem is, I mean, it's quite believable that there are trans activist groups calling for violence, because as I showed earlier, the left are constantly calling for violence against their opponents with their placards and their slogans. Potential targets listed include MPs, organisations and political party conferences. And don't forget, the IRA blew up a party political conference, didn't they, in the 80s? They blew up the Conservative Party conference in Brighton. The group says its tactics would be rarely legal, so they're admitting that the majority of their tactics break the law, and warns participants that they risk facing charges such as criminal damage, possession of an offensive weapon, and aggravated trespass. Aggravated trespass, I think that could include violence there, using violence against somebody while you're breaking into their property. So from the charges that they're risking people might get, they haven't actually included any explicitly violent charges, but I don't see how they can say that by asking people to target people and hit them, that they say that they're non-violent. I mean, I would say that they sound extremely violent with calling for hitting targets and calling the name of the group Bash Back. Bash Back describes itself as a non-violent direct action group, despite the guide. Again, it doesn't add up, does it? How can you run the risk of being charged with aggravated trespass and then in the next sentence say, well, we're a non-violent direct action group? The pamphlet, unveiled by The Times, provides practical advice on executing attacks and evading detection afterwards. It also includes an equipment list, which contains items like hammers, with instructions to clean tools using alcohol or discard them in unsurveyed residential bins after use. Talking of using hammers, that reminds me of the Palestine Action attack. They attacked a factory that was providing parts for Israeli weapon systems, and security discovered them doing this. I think they called the police. And they attacked the police with a sledgehammer, and I believe one of the police officers' spines was fractured. We also have in Germany, there were the hammer attacks against nationalists. There was an anti-fascist group that were encouraging members of the group to go out and hit AfD members and other prominent civic nationalists with hammers, and they literally called themselves the Hammer Gang. I think Hungary ended up capturing some of them because they were active in Hungary. So again, we have this form of the left using hammers to attack people. And this Bash Back, they include hammers in their list, their must-have equipment list. The document recommends stealing equipment to prevent tracing. And it shows you here an image of them, one of their flyers. It's got smash transphobia on it. There you go. There's that commonly used left-wing phrase, smash, which is a violent phrase. Smash the fash, smash Nazis, smash racism. Now they have smash transphobia. And the picture is somebody with a balaclava, with a hammer in their hand, about to use it. They've already smashed open a window. And it says, join us. And then underneath it says, choose your weapon. And it's got a hammer, a balaclava, and a fire extinguisher. I mean, perhaps they are suggesting setting fire to places. Perhaps that's why there's a fire extinguisher there. Or perhaps they're just saying what a fire extinguisher makes a handy weapon attached to the wall in most places that's easily within reach. And then it's got bash back written on there. I'll see if I can actually use that for the image to accompany this podcast. Members are advised to communicate via encrypted platforms like Signal with disappearing messages switched on. Now, if they were a law-abiding group, they would want there to be a paper trail. They would want to have evidence to show that they are a law-abiding group in the same way that Patriotic Alternative used the Telegram app. That, you know, there's evidence there of what people are saying, and it can be used to defend yourself and to show that what you're doing is entirely legal. That's not what this organization are doing. They're saying use Signal with disappearing messages switched on. And of course, Telegram is encrypted, so people can't break into it, but there is still that record of what's actually been said. And you need to have that to protect yourself on the right. You need to have evidence that can defend you in court, that can show that you're not attempting to incite hate. But if you're on the left, doesn't matter. You can just get rid of all your messages. Pink paint should be used to mark actions as the work of Bash Back, the guidebook says. So we should keep our eyes peeled for any left-wing activities that use pink paint. A promotional image accompanying the document displays the slogan, "Smash Transphobia," with a masked figure wielding a hammer and the words, "Choose your weapon." Bash Back has already claimed responsibility for attacks on several high-profile targets, including the constituency office of Wes Streeting. Bash Back has already claimed responsibility for attacks on several high-profile targets, including the constituency office of Wes Streeting, prison contractor Sodexo, and the Free Speech Union, with the group stating these actions showed solidarity with prisoners for Palestine. Interesting, they're going after the prison contractor, Sodexo there. I mean, what's the point of that? Is that because in England they're not putting trans prisoners into the prison of their choice, male or female? I mean, I'm not quite sure for that. I'm not quite sure. I can imagine why they're going after Wes Streeting. Because he said that they're no longer going to do this test into giving young children puberty blockers to see what the results are. They're just going to look at the people who have already had puberty blockers to see what the results are, which is just common sense. That's not good enough for this group, though. They've attacked Wes Streeting. And the Free Speech Union, of course, protects people or gives them legal advice when they're being prosecuted for things such as transphobia. The Equality and Human Rights Commission's offices were also targeted last year. And of course, I think it was the Equality and Human Rights Commission that, perhaps it was the Supreme Court in Britain that said that a man is a biological man and a woman is a biological woman. And you shouldn't have either using, you shouldn't have biological men invading biological women's spaces, whether they're trans or not. When it says a woman, it means a biological woman. That's basically the common sense argument that they came up with. And I'm not sure if it was the Supreme Court or whether it is the Equality and Human Rights Commission, but it was basically a government-backed study that came up with that. The group formed following the Supreme Court ruling, which confirmed a woman was a biological female under the Equality Act. So there you go. So it was the Supreme Court. I'm not sure why they'd be attacking the Equality and Human Rights Commission. Women's rights campaigners welcomed the decision, though trans activist groups like Stonewall and Transactual called it devastating for transgender people. How can it be devastating to just confirm that a woman means a biological female? I mean, the word is womb man. It means a man born with a womb. That's the essential difference between men and women. Women have wombs. It's in the word there. Womb man. How can they say it was devastating for transgender people to be told that that's what a woman means? It means a biological female. I mean, if it's devastating for these people, then they're deluded, aren't they? They're not living in the real world. In a manifesto within the document, Bash Back said trans people were made the victim by politics, healthcare and society, adding, "We are so tired and so angry. And while we take to the streets time and time again with our flags and our banners and our speeches, nothing seems to work." Well, they're constantly being promoted by the mainstream media. I mean, just because they've said that a woman means a biological female doesn't mean that transgenders aren't still being promoted everywhere. Doesn't mean that it's not being promoted in schools, which is the concern, that this is confusing the children. Politics, well, they come under the same protections as other minorities, sexual minorities or ethnic minorities. They have the same protections in politics. In healthcare, they have the same healthcare as anybody else. They could go and see, they can go and see a doctor. It's just that they won't be given puberty blockers if they're children. And there's very good reason for that, obviously. And they're being made the victim by society. I don't think people victimise them. I think people feel very sorry for them. You know, it must be very, very difficult to believe that you're actually the wrong gender in or a different gender to your biological body. We understand that that's going to be different. It's going to be difficult for people. We just don't see that that's a reason to lie about fundamental differences between fundamental biological differences between men and women. We're not all going to go along with this fantasy that the transgenders have, that they are actually the opposite sex when they're not. And it's not possible to become the opposite sex either. And it's when people try to do that, that it's after trying to do that, that you end up with people trying to commit suicide, because they realise that actually they can't actually change sex. So the more we reinforce that, the better, I would have thought, rather than doing what these organisations are saying, which is to reinforce the delusion that people can actually change their sex. J.K. Rowling, the author and women's rights campaigner, warned last year that politicians urgently needed to take threats of violence from activists seriously. They do, but they don't, because it's on the left. They just ignore all the violence on the left. I mean, when did you ever hear of there being a prevent program against left-wing activists for promoting violence? You never heard of it, did you? That's because there isn't one. Because violence on the left is accepted as normal. Referencing Bashback's plans to target MPs' offices, Ms. Rowling talked about threats and harassment and accused groups of doxing opponents. They're very, very keen to start threatening people and very open with their threats as well, these people that are trans activists, as we see here. Bashback previously said, "We take action to stand up for ourselves in a country that is increasingly hostile to trans people because the traditional modes of protest are not working due to the sheer amount of money from billionaires like Rowling funneled into opposition to our rights and freedom." So what about the billions of dollars that come from organisations like Vanguard and BlackRock that refuse to give loans to corporate companies and businesses, and unless they are promoting DEI, unless they are promoting transgenderism? I mean, it's Larry Fink and all of this masses of amounts of money and hedge funds. They stipulate that you have to be promoting this sort of stuff before you'll get any help from them. I mean, this is why you go into a bank and you'll see the trans flag hanging all over the NatWest Bank, all over it. That's why. So how can they say there's money from billionaires being funneled into opposition? There's very little opposition. "We never go out of our way to cause harm to any human being and discourage and condemn actions that do so." Again, how can they have this hypocrisy when they're telling people to target, to find targets and hit them, and they've got images of hammers and say you should get yourself a hammer? A government spokesman, meanwhile, said the rhetoric from this group is dangerous and only seeks to distract from our work to improve the lives of trans people. So there you go, that's the government. The government is working to improve the lives of trans people, but according to Bashback, the government are hostile to trans people. Now, as I said, we've got another article here that covers this group. "Trans militants plotting attacks on offices of senior politicians, including Keir Starmer and Wes Streeting." A militant transgender activist group has set out plans to target the offices of senior politicians, including Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer and Health Secretary Wes Streeting. The group, Bash Back, has signalled it intends to escalate a campaign of criminal damage against what it describes as high-profile targets, just months after vandalising Mr. Streeting's London headquarters. And of course, violence against people or property for a political motive is actually the definition of terrorism. So what they're signalling is that they intend to start up a campaign of terrorism in order to try and force the government to go along with their demands. So this group should be banned as a terrorist group, basically. But they won't be because they're on the left. In statements attributed to the organisation, activists warned politicians that previous attacks were not isolated incidents. If you think we are done, you've got another thing coming. MP or Prime Minister, you've seen us once, we will see you again, they warned. A list of other potential targets is understood to include the Free Speech Union and feminist charity Sex Matters. The alleged conspiracy was uncovered after Bash Back urged supporters to organise themselves into covert cells and plan coordinated criminal damage against senior political figures. I mean, there you go. It's against senior political figures and it's criminal damage that they are encouraging. That's the very definition of terrorism. Lord Young, founder of the Free Speech Union, has commissioned an independent security briefing into the group, which is calling for total transgender liberation. And I guess what they mean by that is giving children puberty blockers, castrating young boys, cutting the wombs out of young girls, because they will see that obviously there are trans children and these trans children should have their bodies modified to coincide with their views of who they really are, which is of course madness, especially when you see these poor people that have actually done this and all they were doing through was going through a phase. As I say, we have compassion for transgenders, but we also have compassion and concern for children that aren't actually transgender but are going through another phase. Might be bipolar, might have body dysmorphia, might be anorexic, might be bulimic, could, as I say, could be bipolar, could be autistic. Many of these so-called trans children are actually autistic. And then if they go on puberty blockers and start having operations, and then when they get in their 20s, they realise, well, actually, I was wrong there. Their life is ruined, absolutely ruined. You should have to wait until you're 18 before doing any of these things. So when they talk about total transgender liberation, that's what they mean. They mean giving all these trans operations to children. In a pamphlet seen by the Mail on Sunday, Bash Back sets out its rationale for targeting institutions and individuals it accuses of hostility to trans people. The document claims the group acts against organisations that promote transphobic rhetoric, from banning hormones and puberty blockers, and as I say, that's only banned from children, it's not banned from adults, that's banned from children, to confining us to or defining us out of categories of woman and man. And again, it's a biological category, womb, man or man. It's a man with a womb or it's a man without a womb. And that's the biological category. To promoting conversion therapy and facilitating hideous harassment campaigns. And of course, what they think of as conversion therapy is if a doctor suggests that what you might actually have is you might actually be slightly autistic or you might be bipolar, they would consider that to be conversion therapy. And already there's doctors that are frightened of being accused of being transphobic. Already they're told that they have to affirm the gender identity of the patient, which effectively means if a patient says, I think I'm transgender, that's it. The doctor's not allowed to suggest that it might be anything else because that would be transphobic. That would be not affirming the chosen gender of the patient. So it's already illegal to do that, and doctors are already frightened of doing that, and yet they think that they're still doing this anyway. That's what they mean by conversion therapy and facilitating hideous harassment campaigns. All that really is projection, isn't it? I mean, all you have to do is look at people like J.K. Rowling and the harassment that she's received to see that these harassment campaigns aren't carried out against transgender people. They're carried out against the people that campaign against transgender treatments being given to children. The pamphlet warns its targets they should come to expect us. All of our targets have blood on their hands. We refuse to let them wash it off in peace, it read. And this is because of this false belief that if you don't give these transgender treatments to children, they can end up committing suicide. And the fact of the matter is, it's after the transgender treatments that they end up committing suicide. It's after they've ended up castrating themselves or cutting their womb and their breasts off, and then they realise that actually they can't change the shape of their hands, they can't change the size of their feet, they can't change the bone structure of their hips. And then they realise they can't actually change into the opposite sex, and all they can actually do is mutilate their bodies. That's what causes them to commit suicide. It's not because doctors don't, or it's not because politicians are trying not to give children puberty blockers. The blood on their hands is on these trans activists, if it's on anybody's hands, for promoting this idea that transgender surgeries are the route to happiness. And quite clearly, they're not. They're the route to suicidal depression. Bashback's first public attack took place in July when it vandalised Mr Streeting's constituency office in Ilford North, daubing the premises with the words "child killer" and smashing windows. And again, this is because instead of carrying out this study where they would give children puberty blockers and see what the results were, they said, no, we're not going to do that. We're actually going to do the study on the children that have already been given the puberty blockers to see what the end results are, so we don't have to give them to new children. That's not good enough for the trans activists. They want children to be on puberty blockers and cross hormones at an early age. Do they understand that will mean that these people will never be able to enjoy sex, that they'd be impotent or they'd be infertile and not able to have children? The horrific side effects of taking the opposite gender's hormones. I mean, just have a look at what some of these detransitioners have to say about these things. I mean, it's absolutely horrific. I mean, it really does make your heart bleed for them when you hear about the things that have happened to them by taking cross-gender hormones. The incident followed the decision to ban puberty blockers for children on the advice of medical experts and the CAS review into gender identity services. Since then, the group has produced an action guide instructing sympathisers on how to carry out similar attacks. Smashing the windows, criminal damage, terrorist activity. The document includes guidance on avoiding police detection while planning criminal damage, stealing equipment, and filming acts of vandalism. A separate security briefing on the group reveals extensive efforts to conceal its identity, including the removal of internal metadata from public documents and the use of ultra-secure email systems. The memo states, given the first attack was on the office of an HM government minister, almost certainly the group responsible will be investigated by security services. It adds that activists engaged in criminal activity could be among the nearly 3,000 profiles following Bashback across a social media platform. So this isn't a small group. It isn't a small chat room. There are thousands of people that are involved in this. Maya Forstarter, chief executive of Sex Matters, that she's one of the most prominent detransitioners, blamed the alleged favourable treatment offered to trans groups by law enforcement. As I say, it's not just trans groups, it's everybody on the left is allowed to threaten violence against their opponents and nothing is done about it. After years in which the police forces rolled out the red carpet for trans lobby groups and harassed women's rights campaigners, it is no wonder that Bashback seems to believe that it can cause criminal damage with impunity, she said. A government spokesman condemned the alleged threats, saying threats, harassment and vandalism are not only cowardly, they are criminal, and we will pursue anyone who targets politicians and their staff in this way with the full force of the law. Well, why aren't there being calls to prescribe this organisation as a terrorist organisation then? Because they are quite clearly using violence, criminal damage against public property in order to intimidate politicians for a political viewpoint, which it is open terrorism, and yet nobody is calling for them to be banned. The rhetoric from this group is dangerous and only seeks to distract from our work to improve the lives of trans people, they added. So the government couldn't be more trans if they tried, more pro-trans if they tried. The Metropolitan Police and Parliamentary Security Services were also informed of the findings. So, there you go. Once again, it's completely okay for the people on the left to call for violence against their opponents. And if you're on the right and you dare to say it's okay to be white, you could be threatened with a prison sentence like Sam Melia received. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.